Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulie and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. This is Risa Gray, and we are minus one Jim Zulie this morning. I don't know what he's doing, but I hope it's fun. But he's going to be out today, so we're still going to go on. We're going to carry on and just talk about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. I just want to welcome everyone this morning out here in Los Angeles today. We've got rain. It never rains in sunny California. Well, it did this morning. It kind of caught me by surprise. But we need rain out here in L.A., so it's actually a really good thing that it did rain today. And it's the sun's back out, though, already. 10 o'clock, and we've got sunshine already. So I love L.A., what can I tell you? But Jim and I tell you that all the time. If we could just do away with the traffic, we'd be fine. But that takes us up to our hot topic for this morning. Hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I was going to talk about hot topics today, but it seems like there are no hot topics except for the election. Well, the one hot thing about the election is today is the last day to register in California to vote for the primary for the general election on November 8th. If you are not registered, this is the last day. You need to do it electronically or hand deliver it down to Norwalk to get your registration in order to be able to vote. So that's really a hot, hot topic because it really has to be done today. No joke, guys. If you want to vote, I don't care who you want to vote for, but if you want to vote, you got to register for it by today. And there's just so much stuff about the election. We've all heard it. I think we're all electioned out. So I'm going to bring on the one and the only Eric Zulie to talk about something that's really hot, not associated with the election, but this is really hot. So Eric Zulie, are you with us?
Hey, Risa, of course I am. I'm loving how enunciated you are on how hot the information is that I'm about to give all the Radio Boomer Live listeners out there. How's everybody doing today?
Yay!
Yeah, so first and foremost, I want to welcome and congratulate Carmelita Pittman and Carmelita's Corner for joining the show. I know she'll be coming on around 10:30 or so. And, yeah, we just got some really exciting things for all the listeners out there. First and foremost, we're going to have a new system to be able to reach out to anybody that wants to follow the Radio Boomers live show on an e-marketing perspective, text perspective, app. You'll receive the push notifications, or we can make it really simple and you just follow the Easy Way Radio page and you'll always know. We have a new system that allows us to reach over 500 social media pages on any information that we want to put out. So you guys will notice if I see about 6 or 7 callers in the queue right now. We put out a big message on the show to about 100 or so pages, and really excited. So the Easy Way Visa card, which is a debit prepaid rewards card, is almost here. We're really appreciative of Agora Advantage and Tim Brown from the NFL Hall of Fame's company, Smart Giving, our partners. We have a big Easy Way Visa beta launch event coming up with which Aretha Gray will be doing her comedy and some stuff on stage. It's going to be on December 2nd. We have some amazing people confirmed for that event. Lamborghini Gold Champagne is going to be sponsoring, and anybody that's interested in sponsoring and getting involved, it's really, really going to be a big event, very exclusive, very elite. You can contact 888-874-5831 or service@easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And this card is going to help anybody that does a day-to-day purchase to get their own success. Meaning, example, go purchase gas, get Easy Bucks, redeem Easy Bucks for ad and magazine. Something like that. And we're also going to be giving back to the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, and Tim Brown's charity with the kids, and many different charities we're going to be working with. So we're really excited about the program. There's many, many other things to talk about, but that's the main thing I wanted to really talk about, Aretha. I don't want to take up all your time. Thank you.
Well, that's really exciting, and that's really hot. And so this is going to be like a real Visa card. I could use it like in stores.
Correct. It's a prepaid debit Visa card. So it's $10 for the card. There'd be a small monthly fee, just like any Visa card. But yeah, you can buy gas, you buy your food, you buy whatever you want, but only every time you're purchasing. We also have travel rewards, and we're really kind of getting all the reward system. It'll be on easywayvisa.com. The site's in development as we speak. But basically, you can get travel points, you can get concierge services through Agora Advantage, you can get PR services and social media through Easy Way, and lots of great things through Tim Brown, NFL Hall of Fame, and Smart Giving. And there's a lot of people that are approaching us, on a mobile perspective, on a digital perspective. I know you do your tech time, Aretha, so a lot of great information to release on that. It's just not ready. And so it's just going to be a card to help people. Yeah, you use it on your day-to-day and what would normally charge, we would charge money for on a pretty big basis because we're a marketing company. You're going to get for free as long as you spend enough on the card.
Awesome. Well, back to us baby boomers. We remember S&H green stamps, okay? So it'll be like the modern version of S&H green stamps when we had to lick the stamps and put them in the book and take the books to the redemption center, and then we'd get gifts. So this will be the same thing, but the modern version. You don't have to lick stamps. You'll get a Visa card, load it up, spend the money, and you get bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be having commercials that'll give more information. And also, October 31st, we'll be with Mario Lopez on a private mansion event. So, Celebrity Pizza Guy is set to be catering that event. Chevin Roberts, which is one of our artists, is going to be performing. The Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple will be there. And just there's so many different events that are lined up. We have access to over 18 high profile venues. So, we're setting up a tour for the Visa card.
Awesome. Well, like I said, guys, this is hot off the press, hot news going on with Easy Way Broadcasting. We don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yes, yes,
well,
yes,
thanks,
Aretha.
Eric.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to take off, guys. Back to you, Aretha.
Okay. Well, we've got a guest with us this morning. Like I said, Jim isn't with us, but we still have a special guest, and I'm really excited about this guest. Because these are healthy snacks. Are you ready for that? healthy snacks. Jennifer Zaft is our guest from Project Block and Tackle and Jazz Munchies. Jennifer, are you with us?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jennifer. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. And like I said, I'm really excited because it looks like your snacks are healthy. They're naturally sweetened. Tell me what you got going on, Jennifer.
Oh, well, there's so much more than that. But they are, who doesn't love a brownie? And if you don't like chocolate, we got blondies, we got redheads too. We got, but the brownie is just not your typical 7-Eleven brownie at all, which is just empty calories. It's going to clog you up. My brownies, they're delicious. They're kid approved, and they clean you out at the same time. Now, how does that happen? Well, here in California, there's no shortage of healthy snacks, but these are a little bit different. What I did is, I took white bean meal, and beans are magic because they have protein and soluble fiber, which prevents fat absorption. And I did monk fruit and stevia. Monk fruit and stevia are natural sweeteners. You go get coffee, you see all these chemical sweeteners, and then sugar, and maybe sugar in the raw if you're lucky, right? But no, it's stevia and monk fruit. Monk fruit's magic, actually, and it's starting to get mainstream, I'm happy to point out. And also, instead
what
of these are not
monk fruit.
Monk fruit, it's an Asian extract from a big fruit, bigger than a papaya. It's really ugly, but it's magic. It's a certain it's a sweetener, and it has healing effects. I don't know much about those specifically. I do know it was natural, and it lends a certain depth to baking, which you can't get, you know, from just stevia. They did modify stevia so it can now be baked without bitter. So I mixed the two together, and I created magic. And so the brownies got that. They got the beans, which is have a bad reputation, but when they're cleaned and cooked, they're fine. And the bean flour has the fiber, it has the protein. And instead of butter, these are non-dairy, by the way, instead of butter, I use avocado. And there's a little apple in there as well. So all the whole foods, and whole is the key word here, work together to create magic. And I worked on these long and hard. And my criteria for the ingredients of this and all future foods that come from Jazz Munchies are that the ingredients have to be diabetic friendly, all right? Because it's part of a grand plan. So diabetics and pre-diabetics are like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 3 adults. I don't want to turn this negative, but we are really clogging our systems up fierce with the white sugar, the white flour. How useless is white sugar and white flour? You know, it's useless. There's nothing. It doesn't do anything but like cake onto your system and stop it from working right. Now, if your car gets clogged up, what do? You scrape it clean and you feed it good fuel, right?
Right.
When our bodies get clogged up, what do? We might go have an expensive surgery to drill a hole through the clog and then just keep clogging it some more. And I learned a lot in making these. I love to cook, and I was a big meat dairy eater. You couldn't get me off cheese, right? Well, we live in a great time where so many alternatives are available now. And so I just kind of snuck into this, or I was snuck into eating like this, because I kept learning more and more about the ingredients and the superpowers that whole food ingredients can give you. So the body naturally wants to heal itself.
I really like food to have a real taste. And a lot of times with the healthier stuff, it doesn't really have the taste, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. But the days of, like, soy bars are over, you know? they're still out there. They're still out there, believe me. But it's projected that the meat and dairy substitute market is going to increase $5 to $15 billion in the next few years. They are really knocking themselves out. If you go, am I allowed to say like names of markets? If you go to like Whole Foods,
sure.
for example, or Mother's, Mother's is good too. You can find cheese substitutes made from cashews, made from macadamia, pistachios I've seen, and they're fulfilling. And mind you, I'm not from Southern California, the health food center of whatever. I'm from Detroit, which is Philly cheesesteak sandwich land, right? You know, our sister city. and those are my taste buds. And that was, you know, and I would cook all kinds of great lamb and fillets and great stuff. And cheese, oh, couldn't do without it, right? Can't do without it. But there's so many great substitutes out there now that you can start to transition. And same thing with meat. I don't know if you know about jackfruit. There's meat substitutes as well. So I
really
I doing
did, I've
all this.
Heard of jackfruit,
yeah.
but I didn't know it was a meat substitute.
Yes. Oh, it's got the texture. Because what's the big thing with meat? I mean, you can get the flavor and they can spice it up. So it's like chipotle or whatever. But it's the texture. And the same thing with the cheese, too. And now there's good substitutes. And so I learned a lot in making these brownies, back to the brownies, by the way. But and I learned that whole food avocado complete with the fiber, that can be substituted for butter or cream easily in recipes. And it adds a great depth to the whole thing. So I've worked with Easy on some of his events, and I'm talking to other people as well, and they taste them and their eyes light up. So I think I nailed it. I think I finally got the winner.
So how would one get a hold of these brownies?
Well, at this point, they're not on shelf space yet. However, I am going to be catering these. We are for the holiday season. And I have a phone number and the website, which I can give you at the end of the show. Also, you can check with Easy Way.
Give it to us now.
Okay.
And
all
then
right.
Well,
the phone number is, excuse me, area code 949-209-7909. How's that? 949-209-7909.
And the Facebook,
the website? Well, there's a Facebook page for Jazzed Munchies, JAZZED Munchies. And they are not loaded with marijuana. That's phase two.
Okay.
We're not there yet. But I wasn't even thinking that when I picked the word munchies. But then somebody said hash brownies. And I'm like, well, you know what? We're not going there yet.
Okay, well, you never know. In California, at least, it's legal. And the website is
getjazzedmunchies.com. So instead of, everybody must get jazzed. Getjazzedmunchies.com.
Awesome. And
I really want to get back. Yes?
Well, go on.
I want to get back to the importance of eating whole food ingredients versus, you know, for the boomers audience, I'm 1 year below the boomers. And my background is actually not nutrition, although I can call myself a nutritionist now. I've cooked so much and learned so much. But it's actually healthcare economics. So my angle on this has always been healthcare. And as we get older, we start to build up all those years of eating certain ways. And if you think about it, and I'm not preaching, I don't want to preach, but humans are the only animals that walk on two legs that eat flesh and drink cow milk. Stop a minute and say, well, maybe I could change that. My doctor wants me to change that. And I can give this a try, right? So we're developing transition plans, and I'm talking to a number of leaders about that, government leaders, actually. Transition plans, because it helps people. My mother, I've been cooking for my mother all this time. I've lost 40 pounds eating this way, and I pig out, believe me. I'm from the Rust Belt.
Mm-hmm.
We're eaters. We're eaters there, okay? It gets cold too. My mother has lost 60 pounds. She used to struggle to get out of the car. She's 80 years old. She struggled. I'd have to go help her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She jumps out now. She lost 60 pounds. She's like a teenage kid. I watch her, and I'm amazed, all right? So the quality of life is immeasurable. Those changes are. You're just going to be happier and feel better.
Well, I can definitely testify to that. I've gone, so I'm calling it paleo. I'm pretty much paleo.
Mm-hmm.
But I've cut out the sugar, the flour, the bread, the, you know, all the hollow.
The useless stuff.
Hollow calories.
Right,
and
useless.
And you can find a
useless.
Lot of really wonderful stuff that doesn't contain all the bad stuff. You can find, you know, even flavored water that doesn't have the sugars and the stuff in it. So you don't have to drink soda anymore. You don't have to, you know, just have all that sugar in your diet.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question here. My taste buds have changed. Have your taste buds
absolutely.
Changed?
Absolutely.
Isn't that eerie? Cravings change. Everything changes. And like now the thought of eating a piece of chicken kind of freaks me out. All right. And I used to say I'll never ever give up fish. I always joke I'm half Jewish. It's my appetite half, right? But I'm not so interested in fish anymore either. And I do not deny myself. I think denial is a very bad form of changing your eating, and I would give myself a nice piece of lamb or a filet once or twice a month, right? And now I'm like,
mm-hmm.
not that interested. It's really interesting to watch.
I'm not quite there yet. I'm almost there. I'm a meat eater, so I love the meat, but I don't eat anywhere near as much as I
mm-hmm.
used to eat, and I eat really just good cuts of meat. If I'm going to eat
right.
chicken, it's going to be a grilled chicken breast. If I'm going to eat beef, it's going to be, like you say, a
mm-hmm.
filet or something. It's going to be something really
right, and then you really
worthy,
enjoy it,
you know. And
then you really
the
enjoy
grass
it.
Bread and that kind of stuff. And you do
well,
your taste buds do change.
They do.
But I got to warn
people. And so all
people
I want to do.
Though,
yeah.
I want to say I got to warn people though. Your body can become accustomed to anything. So just like you can become accustomed to not eating it, you can force yourself to eat it again to the point where you get used to it again. And
sure.
that's
well,
the part
of course,
I think
we
have to pay attention
we're dynamic.
To because, yeah.
Well, that's true, and it is a very dynamic system, and the whole digestive process is amazingly complex, and I've learned so much, but it's only a scrap of what it is. And that's why I also wanted to make the point to the boomers, don't be taken in. You're going to, you know, it is not as easy as calorie in, calorie out, or carb in, carb out. You got to cut out carbs, right? There's so many different types of carbs. Our brain needs carbs to operate.
Mm-hmm.
There are complex carbs that slow the sugar down. If you got carbs next to the fiber is going to corral the carbs and get them out of your system or turn them into energy. You know, so clean your engine. Now, the analogy I want to use is we're told, okay, well, I don't know, for example, coffee is bad for you today. It'll be good for you tomorrow, right? But,
right.
but today coffee's bad for you, all right? Well, the reason you keep getting stories like that is because science in this country, not every country, but it's reductionist to one element affecting one thing. And they narrow it down
right.
to that, and you absolutely cannot do that. And compare it to a car, okay? Take the engine of the car and put it on the ground and somehow turn it on, and it'll move, right? It'll shake, okay? But it won't move forward. Now, that is how science is used in this country. That is how your doctor has been trained to use science, and that's how the drug companies treat it. They want the engine to shake, okay? They don't necessarily want it to be able to move forward because then you won't necessarily need it anymore. But if you look at the whole nutrition, the whole digestive process, it's like looking at a whole car with all the supporting components, the tires, the fuel pump, everything, the steering wheel, and then the car can move forward. So it's not just movement, you know, which is how all these drugs and supplements are sold to you.
And absolutely.
So just be careful and keep your mind open to learning about other things. I'm a bit of a data wonk. You know, I have a master's in economics, Lord knows. And I can see, you know, how we're being lied to. And then, but I've found some studies that are comprehensive over 30 years, hundreds of thousands of people. One story, and I know I'm talking your ear off here, but one story. The T. Colin Campbell is a nutritionist, has his PhD. He grew up on a dairy farm eating cows and drinking their milk, okay, and loving it. But he got, and his first assignment when he was getting his doctorate was to examine cancer rates in children who drank water from rivers where a certain chemical was dumped in, all right? It caused cancer in these kids, right? So he looked at one in the United States, and he found 80% of the kids there got cancer. It was horrible, right? He went to exact same type of river in rural China, and the kids were getting their drinking water from there, and none of them got cancer. What's going on? Now, if you do it the science cause and effect thing, everybody should have got cancer. But he looked, and those kids in China, they ate plants. They did whole food plants. They did not eat meat or cheese or dairy.
It absolutely makes a difference. Well
you've probably heard the
time, Jennifer, but yeah. You've got so much good information. I want to give your contact information out again. Your website is getjazzedmunchies.com,
right.
And your Facebook
and
page
the number
is jazzedmunchies.
Right.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number is 949-209-7909. And I went to a conference recently, and there was no gluten-free, dairy-free dessert. And these desserts are delicious, and we will be catering for the holidays, and we'll be on shelves next year. So all, you know, my goal here is just to open people's eyes and taste buds.
Well,
how's
terrific,
that?
Jennifer. You've given us a lot to think about, and I look forward to tasting those brownies. So I
hope thank you so much for having me. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's going to take us right up to chat time. Well, I will go on without seeing you.
Smartphone.
Oh, there it is.
Cell phone. PC. Mac. Tablet. iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Just a couple of quick tips this week. The Samsung Note. Everybody at this point should know that you should turn in your Samsung Note. They have recalled all of them. They're scrapping the whole thing. They can't seem to fix it. So if you still have a Samsung Note in your possession, take it back. Exchange it for something else. Maybe an iPhone. This is an opportunity to switch from Galaxies and Samsungs and whatevers to an iPhone. A lot of people don't know that the iPhone is a little bit different, but it's not necessarily harder. But the good news is if you live in a city with an Apple store, they have free classes for all of their computers, their tablets, their phones. They're free classes, and usually there are just four or five people in the class. They're usually during the day, although you can take them in the evening. Those are probably maybe a little bit more crowded. You can sign up and actually talk to the techs. You just have to make an appointment. So if you're thinking about getting another phone, an iPhone is a good phone where you can go get free classes, and they've got lots of them. They'll answer all your questions. And even if you already have an iPhone, I'm going to go back and take some of the classes because the new operating system is just whack. I got to tell you, it's whack. So I'm going to go take some classes. So if you have an iPhone or you're thinking about getting one, take the classes. And that's my tech time for today. And now, another exciting moment. We have Carmelita Pittman here with Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita, are you with us? Carmelita? Well, I don't know what happened to her.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, did you hear my little intro?
No, we couldn't hear you.
Oh, well, I'll repeat it. I said, hello, Aretha. Hello, Jim. Hello, Eric. And hello, world.
Oh, well, Jim's not with us today. But I'm going to turn it over to you for the next 10 minutes to just be awesome as you are, Carmelita.
Well, I'm just trying to catch up with you, Aretha. listen, I want to have a little musical intro here if we can get this to go. My husband, Jerry Pittman, is one of my guests. Here we go. Yeah, hi. I hope you got a little taste of that. We're going to have it a little bit in the background. Can you hear that? Aretha?
Yeah, we can hear it.
All right. Well, the reason why we are playing a little clip from the Delphonics is we've got in the house one of the lead singers for the Delphonics. I'm sure most of you are familiar with this particular song. One of their big hit records, many of several. And I'd like to introduce Norman Carter. Are you on the line? Norman?
Hear me?
Yeah, hello? Norman, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you now. Aretha, can you hear Norman? Aretha?
We have little technical difficulties.
Yeah, no, we can hear you fine. We can hear your guests fine, Carmelita. We can hear you fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. I'm sorry about all that. It sounds like that movie, the commercial, Can You Hear Me Now? Anyway, I've got Norman Carter. Welcome, Norman, to Carmelita's Corner.
Thank you for having me, and it is indeed a pleasure.
Yes, and I also have my very special guest, my one and only Jerry Pittman, my husband of many years on the line.
Yeah, hello, Carmelita. How are you?
Hey. He is so instrumental to being part of musical history, and is like such a wonderful resource. He's like a walking encyclopedia when you talk about rhythm and blues history. And Norman is part of rhythm and blues history. And I just want to say a little bit of something about him. He started singing when he was 10 years old, when he heard the great Sam Cooke. And he performed at talent shows as a teenager in Connecticut and New York. And then he later performed at nightclubs and also at the famous Apollo Theater. That happened to be one of the favorite places of the late and great godfather of soul, James Brown, who I had the privilege of getting to know as a friend through my friend, Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. And he's been, of course, with the Delphonics as one of the lead singers, and he's traveled throughout the country doing one-nighters for about 10 years. And now he's doing a solo act and is on the horizon of so much more. Norman, can you give the listeners a little bit more about you?
Well, first of all, let me say this, okay? The experience that I had being a part of the Delphonics was one of the greatest moments of my life. I had seen them as a young man at the Apollo Theater back in 1968. And so I got to know them over the years. And the lead singer, Mr. William Hart, offered me a position to be a part of the group during his absence. And so I was able to sing with the late Major Harris, who was also a member of the Delphonics. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful moment. It just sort of revitalized me because I kind of walked away. I'd stepped away for quite a while, you know, from the entertainment industry. So being a part of that group was the highlight of my life. It allowed me now to have, I would consider, a fairly successful solo career, which is what I initially had started out trying to do as a child. I heard Sam Cooke, and this man just took my breath away. I had never heard a voice before or since like Sam Cooke. And to this day, he was the one who really got my attention and made me want to sing. Now, later on, there were five young gentlemen from Detroit called the Temptations, and a brother in the group by the name of Eddie Kendricks. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't think I've ever heard a tenor as sweet and as pretty as his. And so that's who I kind of, you know, patterned my voice style after, was Eddie. And, you know, I've just been very blessed because most of us who didn't get a break when we were younger, it's very rare that we'll get a second chance as we got older. Well, for me, that's exactly what happened. I'm living my dream. I've sung all over the country. I'm doing a lot of shows for the Victory Outreach Church, who really has been the backbone for me in the past 7-8 years. I've traveled to Chicago, Arizona, and just basically having a wonderful time. You know, I'm 68 years old next month, and my spirits haven't been any higher than it is right now.
And you know what, Norman, I remember when my husband Jerry and I went to see you on stage with some of the R&B legends, Evelyn Champagne
Absolutely.
King.
Absolutely.
And some of the others.
That was at the Forum.
It was at the Forum, wasn't it?
It was at the Forum, exactly. I remember the show,
yes.
And
we went backstage and met a lot of those people. And,
The moments were on the show. Yeah, the moments, also the originals, they did Baby, I'm For Real. The lady that sang, what's that? Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be... I know your husband know her name.
Jerry, what was the name of that lady? I know you didn't know it.
Yeah. I think it's Barbara Lewis. I believe it's
Barbara Lewis.
Right. Yes.
Barbara,
yes. Yeah, that was what they call the Valentine's Day Love Affair concert series that they have every year with Art LeBeau.
Mm-hmm.
And so was the show. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I feel really good because what I do is I kind of bring back the classic old school when I perform, especially when I'm around, as you mentioned earlier, the baby boomers, the people who are my age, so we can go back in the past and remember the memories of our childhood. And I can tell you, I am so heavily embraced. As a matter of fact, last Saturday, they had a thing on Crenshaw called A Taste of Soul, which they have every year. Now, not a part of it. I'm not a part of it. But what I do is I take my own system and I go down there and I perform. And the crowd that gather around me is just amazing. Because the songs that I do, you know, I do the Delphonics, I do Smokey, you know, I do the Stylistics, I do all those groups that, you know, especially the ladies seem to have some type of affection for those falsetto voices. You know, when they hear guys like The Moments and Blue Magic. So that's what I do, you know. And
Norman,
I've been very fortunate.
Norman,
yes.
Can you give us a little taste of your Eddie Kendricks acapella?
Eddie Kendricks. I'll tell you what. I can do that. As a matter of fact, let me do this for a second, okay, while we're talking, because believe it or not, I am actually in transition right now. I am moving, but I'm talking.
He's driving.
At the same time, okay?
You're on the road
listen,
right?
I want you to hear some of this. This is not Eddie, but this is me doing this song. Here we go. Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, but only for one night and no peace. But maybe you go away and never call. But a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that will only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, a second that emotion. Second, if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion. I've said combat emotion. I guess that should be enough.
Hey, Norman. Hey.
Hey, Norman. No, this is Jerry. You know, we're from the same era, you know, and
I know, my brother. I know.
Well, you know, Norman, I moved to New York from Florida right out of high school. And in New York, I lived in mostly Harlem and Greenwich Village. But I used to go to the Apollo Theater every week, you know, every week to see whoever was coming in. Every Friday, a new show. And I saw everybody, all of the original members of all the groups. And that's why, and that's my era. And I still love that era. And I can never get into hip hop or rap. I've never been into hip hop or rap.
Well, you know, it's not important because music is generational, and this is their generation. So
yeah,
all we got to
sure.
do is embrace that, which we became a part of. And it's funny when you mentioned that the Apollo Theater, I did the same thing. I'm sure that we were probably there at some of the same times.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I was going to the Apollo from 1963 until I moved to L.A. in 1975. So
yeah.
I pretty much saw a lot of the original guys, not as far back as you. But
mm-hmm.
I just want the fans out there to know what you just heard is just a sample of what I do.
Right.
And, you
right.
know, the people that I perform for, I mean, they embrace it. 100%, and I love every minute of it because I have as much fun doing it as they seem to listening to what I do.
I can tell. I can tell.
The Apollo was a very special place. The Apollo was a very special place.
Very special.
You know, I saw all the groups when they first came there from the 60s. Like, I saw the Moments, the Delphonics, the Intruders, Blue Magic. You know, all the groups that came along a little bit after, you know, the guys like the Temps and the Miracles. All those groups I saw, you know, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time.
I go
have
back
some of the program guys. Yeah.
You know, I go back even further because I remember seeing the Spaniels, man, the Spaniels in the late
50s. Oh, yeah. I know you go back farther than me.
Yeah,
certainly you
yeah.
did. Yes, yes.
And
I know when
years.
I met you, man, you were like a walking encyclopedia. I mean, if I heard a song that I know but couldn't remember who sang it, you call Mr. Jerry Pittman and he'll know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what they used to do at CNN, too, when he worked at CNN. They needed an answer to a question about music memorabilia. Ask Jerry
yeah.
Pittman. He had the answer.
And you know what's amazing about him? He's such a quiet man. I used to tease him. He has a smile that reminded me of the singer Engelbert Humperdinck. You know,
yeah.
just a beautiful smile. If you ever look at his smile, and you
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's my guy. That's my. It's a pleasure knowing him and also getting a chance to meet you, Carmelita, because I just think that y'all are such a wonderful combination, you know. Sometimes, you know, the stars align at the right time, and I think that's what happened when you all met each other.
Hey, well, Norman, tell us, where are you going to be appearing next that people can hear?
Well,
about,
I tell you what, you know, I do a lot of stuff, but I do a lot of it out of town, unfortunately. You know, I'm not able to secure enough work here in Los Angeles. I
yeah.
do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like this coming weekend, I'm going to be up in a city called Hanford, which is up north.
Yeah,
and there's a few other dates that I have coming up, you know, but I don't have my itinerary here with me because I'm actually,
like I said.
Do you have
a website, Norman, where people
can follow
you?
You know what? No, I'm on Facebook, but, you know, I think I really should have a website. But I can also give my number out because I'm always available for all events, whether it be weddings, parties. I have my own equipment. If someone's doing something and they don't have any PA system, I have my own. And so I'm available, you know, and I feel that I'm bringing something that's very, very much needed, and that's the old school to those of us who are from that generation. I
there
feel like
go.
I'm one of the few people out there that's doing that, you know.
Yeah,
my experience
yeah.
with the Delphonics helped me tremendously to be able to transition into the solo artist that I am now, because I must tell you, experience with the Delphonics was at least frightening. The first night I took the stage and I saw the crowd and I realized they were coming to see the Delphonics, you know, and I walked out there and I was nervous. And I remember Major Harris said, Norman, we didn't pick you because of any other reason than we knew you had the vocal ability, so just do what you do. And that was what got me over. So let me leave a number because, like I said, I'm always available. My number is area code 323-493-9335. And what I do is a show that have a very large selection of different songs. I do songs that you would not believe. You know, I do songs by a lot of female artists. And so it sounds somewhat similar in tones, in terms of voice, to Eddie Kendricks, because that's my mentor. That's who I patterned myself after. Sam Cooke was the one who gave me the motivation, and I took that and ran with that. So for those of you who are listening, like I said, you know, if you need to reach me, talk about any kind of events that you're having, you can reach me at
493-9335.
Right. Area code 323.
Yes. And I can't tell you how thankful I am to you, Carmelita, and Jerry, because I couldn't have wanted to have two more equipped, or two more people who are certainly qualified to do this with me today on the radio. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, Norman, you've been a friend for many years with Jerry, and I appreciate him having you in our lives, and I also appreciate the many opportunities that you have extended to him to join you on stage with the Delphonics, because unbeknownst to many of my friends, my husband has an incredible singing voice, and he also
produced my top 40
record on the charts. It was on the charts with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown.
Okay. We'll say goodnight.
Now he wants to.
Let me say this real quick before I go. You know that show they have on TV called Unsung. He is truly what you call unsung. To me, unsung is not those who made it and squandered it. It's the ones who have the talent.
Hearing it out there, unsung.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's it. Okay, Carmelita, Jerry.
Carmelita,
thank you all, and God bless you.
I'm sorry, Aretha. What did you say?
I'm saying, your show is so wonderful, but we're running out of time.
Okay, then.
All right.
Cut. That's a wrap. Thanks, Norman. Thanks,
Easy Way Magazine
Jerry
is your best
You're
vehicle
welcome.
To advertise
You're
it if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
That Carmelita's corner today was just great. Took me back. You remember the Apollo, the Delphonic. Oh, my goodness. That was just wonderful. And Carmelita's going to be with us every week for 10 minutes or so, and have some interesting guests. And her husband's got a great life story, and Carmelita's got one. So I'm looking forward to good things. You can follow us on the easywaybroadcasting.com. We're going to be here on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. We've got archive shows. We talk about everything, things from tech, things, gems from gym. You can go over the hot topics and see how they've actually panned out. All kinds of stuff in the archive show. Next week, Jim Zulli himself, I'm sure, will be back with us. And I want to just wish everybody a great week. Again, if you haven't registered to vote, register by 5 o'clock today. And make sure that you vote. This is Aretha Gray saying peace out. Y'all have fun this weekend, or this week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.